Hare Krishna. Well, this is a live podcast. The parikramas are completed. I hope that devotees enjoyed them. From what I could see, the amount of visits on the site, they were like usual, which means that devotees were happy that for a long period of time one subject, Vrindavan Parikrama, was being discussed. Of course, we should be able to hear about Vrindavan Parikrama 24 hours a day, our whole life through. Still, it's encouraging that everyone continued on, participated, listening to transcendental places of pilgrimage here in New Brajadam. I say here because that's where I am right now. I arrived back day before yesterday on Radhastami, and we were with a group of devotees in Cyprus. Myself and Niranjan Maharaj and Chandradoya went. He was the cook, and he cooked feasts every day. And Lakshman was there to give massage as part of the relaxation therapy treatment. Prithvipati was there, and Taraknath Ru was there from the UK, or rather from Wales. And Abhiram, I think that's it, seven of us. It was nice. We'd rented a house which was very secluded. It was supposed to be 600 meters from the sea, but it ended up being 6 kilometers from there, which made walking impractical. That was the only setback. Although the place we were was very nice, was very secluded. It was in the middle of an orchard. There were no houses about. It was quite peaceful. The weather is wonderful. And it's really a grower's paradise. I say only a grower's paradise because it doesn't look like paradise. It's not really a very beautiful place. Almost, you could say, semi-arid. It's like being semi-desert. But everything grows there. Olives, oranges, pomegranates, mangoes, cactus fruit. They were just wild cactus, which were blossoming, or rather bearing fruit, and I remember eating cactus fruit. We picked those, and they were really good, grapes going everywhere. I went for a walk and ended up on the top of a mountain, and when I rested under a tree, then by the smell I could tell that I was under a carob tree, and that was also in blossom, so I was able to pick a whole bunch of carob and bring it back here for Radhe Shyam, and it was extremely pleasant. I spent most of the time writing. I got not back into writing because I've been writing on Navaraja Mahima, but I was able to write on a for much more longer periods of time, 3-4 hours in the morning, similarly in the evening. And that I was able to do like 3 chapters. So I got back into what the real swing of writing is when you can do 3, 4, 5 pages a day. So overall it was very good therapy. It was very restful. I'm always in two minds about going away from New Brajadam or the temple, particularly New Brajadam, because this is such a quiet, peaceful place, and it's certainly not a place to go away from. On the other hand, it's very difficult for me to have a break here or a rest here, and there are sort of different reasons for that. Well, devotees are very good, and when they know that I need to have some kind of break, they don't approach me, and I can sit here in the house a few hundred meters from the temple, and be undisturbed all day long. But still, Radisham are a few hundred meters away, and they're always attracting. They're attracting to go there and do a service, to dress them in the morning, not to have kirtan for them is offensive. It's not right being here. And then some, of course, mean going to the temple means also seeing devotees. So if I see devotees, and even if they don't have expectations or they don't voice expectations, till sometimes looking on their faces I see that there's some need, and there's the psychological pressure. That means my psychology is that what am I doing here when so many other devotees are also working, and they also need some support, and meanwhile I'm just cutting out here, relaxing. So actually the ideal thing is to stay here in New Brajadam and not move from here, and whatever break I need is to do it here. But I haven't been able to develop the psychology that allows me to do that. Ultimately, when I'm here, it just doesn't work. The only sort of formula that works is out of sight, out of mind. Not that Radisham or New Brajadam is out of mind, but at least when they're at a certain physical distance, then it cuts the type of obligations that I feel I should be fulfilling when I'm in close physical proximity, and that lack of obligation or taking away that obligation takes away a certain type of pressure, and it's only under when I'm free from that pressure that I can actually really relax and rest. I guess I'm trying to voice something that to others in a similar situation, they automatically understand Niranjan Maharaj is here for the same reason, so that he can actually recuperate physically, which he's not able to do if he's anywhere where he's used to rendering service, because the momentum of service and the pressure to do service doesn't allow the type of recuperation that he needs. And other gurus or GBCs particularly, they also sort of understand that situation. Still, it's something that will probably only be resolved when I'm no longer in a physical condition to be able to move or travel any distances, and I have to stay here in New Brajadam, and that will be ideal, whatever the psychological situation is. Anyhow, that's the long and short of the Cyprus break. We got back on Radhastami. I was able to give Radhastami class in Budapest. And of course, here we're celebrating Radhastami for the Yatra on the weekend, as we do all other festivals except for Janmashtami. And this morning we had a kirtan, no class. And it was wonderful to be able to see the deities. I didn't spend much time dressing them because I was just in the swing of writing, and I want to be able to maintain that. Just from the quantity of writing that I've done up to now on the book, its size is becoming very clear, and surprise, surprise, for those of you who've following how books tend to manifest, at least at my hands, it's growing. Today we're going to have a meeting just about what the art department is capable of doing or producing, but whatever number of drawings are there, probably the book is pushing 1,000 pages or more. The question is whether that means it's going to be one book or two books, but we'll see. Right now I'm writing about the parikramas that you all heard about, Some other places, it's really wonderful. In fact, this morning I got a little stuck in the temple room with candle light because the temple room was being dark up until around 6:15, 6:30. And from different references, I'm trying to locate this place called the Mutra Stan. Mutra means urine. And it's the place where in Mathura, when Vasudeva carried Krishna out of the prison, at a certain point, and I'm trying to exactly locate where that point is, whether it's near the Jamuna or still near the prison, Krishna started to pass urine. He was passing urine over Vasudeva's chest. And so Vasudeva put Krishna down on a stone. He sat him on a stone so he could pass urine there. That stone became yellow. And it's existent at the present time, so it's called Mutrastan. But the references that I have, like Chaitanya Mangala, and I think that's the main reference, it just says there is Mutrastan, but there, me meaning just the word, it isn't identified with any physical location. So I was spending most of my morning absorbed and trying to figure out where it is that Krishna peed. And normally such a meditation is not good. And that is when we're meditating on where someone else peed. But when it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it's a very purifying meditation. Anyway, I'm going to figure that out after I finish puja and locate it in one place. And, well, when you see the book, then you'll find where it is. So the book is moving along, developing, and becoming quite a big book. What can I do? At least I'm writing what I feel Radhisham want written about New Brajadam, and there's a lot to be said. Tomorrow, probably the podcast will be a little late because it'll be Niranjan Maharaj's class on Srimati Radharani on Radhastami, and class probably won't finish around 11 till around 11 o'clock our time here, so you won't have a podcast up until noon tomorrow. But I'm sure it will be worth it. Hare Krishna.